business.
The film industry. Rated P for persistent. Time Warner's boss may not find Rupert Murdoch's overtures so unwelcome.
Rupert Murdoch is a man who does not mind walking in his own footsteps. In the 1980s, he tried and failed to gain control of the parent company of the Warner Brothers film studio. This week, it emerged that Mr. Murdoch's 21st Century Fox had made an $80 billion bid for the company's modern incarnation, Time Warner, which also owns cable networks such as CNN and HBO. He was rebuffed, but when has that stopped him? Such a deal is simpler now than it would have been until recently. Last year, Mr. Murdoch split Fox from its former parent, News Corp, and earlier this month, Time Inc., Time Warner's magazine arm, became a separate, publicly traded firm. A merged Fox and Time Warner would have more bargaining power with its customers, from pay TV operators like Comcast to online distributors such as Netflix. However, a deal would put immense programming power in the hands of one company. Since Fox already has a cable news network, CNN would reportedly be sold to make the deal more palatable. Even so, regulators still might not find the proposal fair and balanced, as Fox's slogan has it. If a marriage does occur, it will not necessarily be with Fox. Jeff Bukas, the boss of Time Warner, may be playing hard to get while waiting to see if other suitors emerge. The head of a rival media firm muses that Mr. Bukas, who is 62, has been cutting off the undesirable parts of his apple and has deliberately kept the most alluring bits with the hope of being able to sell it and retire. As for Mr. Murdoch, who is 83, he may yet get one of the apples of his eye after 30 years of trying.